I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski jumping in here for another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. This is the business edition of our very successful Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. And you know, we're usually talking about the client experience from the standpoint of value and transformation. But today, you get me, and I all year have really been talking a lot about retreats and events and intensives. What's the best way to work them into your business ecosystem? And I'm really sort of on a crusade, I believe, at this point, because I really believe that there is no better time than now to think about using this in your own business. I think people are really looking to be together. They're really looking for different experiences. You've heard me say this a million and one times at least. And so today, what I want to do is I want to sort of pull the curtain back and tell you a little bit about more about our signature group coaching program, the Retreat Ready Roadmap, which I don't know, I recorded an episode for you back in January where I talked a little bit about kind of my thought process with creating this program. In January was the first group that we took through the program. And of course, anytime you do something for the first time, it's really more of a learning experience. I think you definitely want to hit your marks, but you're also really looking at things through a very different lens than when you do after you do something for a very long time. And as a teacher, I'm always very mindful of that. And so there were a lot of things that we learned. There were some things that went really, a lot of things that went really well. And there were some things that we decided to adjust and change. And I recorded another episode later in the spring where I talked a little bit about what we were learning. And I always want to do that on purpose for you. Because if you're listening, more than likely you're a business owner. Maybe you're considering doing something like this in your own business, or maybe you've tried and maybe it just hasn't worked for you. And so what I want to do is two things really with this episode. I want to sort of pull the curtain back and kind of walk you through my process of how I evaluated what we needed to change and what we're adding going forward. And also to tell you a little bit about kind of where we are now. We actually are in the throes right now of our signature masterclass, Retreat Foundations. This is where I usually take you through my process and sort of let you get started on your own. But I decided to do something different this time. What I'm doing now is I am showing you, highlighting a lot of the common mistakes that I see retreat leaders doing. And a lot of these mistakes I see people who've been doing retreats for a long time do. And, you know, honestly, I don't want to pass judgment on anybody, but I really feel like you should approach retreats as a business because it really is a business. It takes a lot of time and energy to plan one. And I don't understand really the nonchalance and the, you know, I'll just figure it out as I go along kind of approach. I feel like if you're a beginner, look, I was there once and I get that. But I do feel like if you really want to make a go of it, that you should treat it like a business. And my goal is to make it as simple as possible for you to learn. I always want you to take valuable nuggets away every time you listen to this podcast. But I also want to be a little vulnerable and tell you some of the things that we didn't do so well and some of the things that we've learned and some of the things that we've changed. Because I feel like as business owners, we should be doing that on a regular basis ourselves. Instead of looking and complaining why people aren't buying or signing up, take that as an opportunity to look at what could be done a little bit different, what could be adjusted, what could be changed, what could be remade so that it works even better. That's always where my mind is. So basically, like I said, last January, we took our first group through the Retreat Ready Roadmap. I did a masterclass in our Facebook group. If you're not in our Facebook group and you want to come join, it's Borderless Hybrid Innovators on Facebook. And this is where I talk a lot about my approach of working bit retreats and intensives into your digital business offerings so that you create what I call a hybrid model. This is one of the things that I've been able to do in my own business over the last 10 years after spending, you know, a little over 20 just working solely in fitness. It's like now I work more with health, fitness, wellness, and service-based entrepreneurs to create you know, a hybrid model in their own business so that you have a way to really maximize your offerings. So with that being said, we decided to take our retreat system and put it into a group coaching program. I see a lot of programs online that are courses. I see a lot of DIY options. I see a lot of, you know, coaches selling private work, but I don't see a lot of really good group coaching options for retreats. And I'm a natural teacher at heart. And I feel like if you're going to learn something complex, like how to do a retreat in your business, there are a lot of moving parts and pieces. And I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm just being very real and honest. I feel like sometimes a group environment is a great way to learn something new because you're not by yourself. And there are other people that are sort of in the fight with you. And you can learn together as a group. And this really goes way back for me and my background of being a college instructor and a group fitness instructor for many years. I feel like this is a really good format to learn something complex. So this is what we decided to do. We had a small group go through in January. I also offered a couple of my private clients the opportunity to go through at a reduced rate so that they could, you know, have the option to sit back and relearn the material. And I knew that they would give me some really good feedback. So what we decided and what we figured out was, is that a lot of what I teach is around helping you with your messaging, your positioning, the marketing and selling of your retreat, and all that. We teach the pricing and the legalities piece too. I actually have colleagues that teach this a lot better than I do because this is where they lead from. And so what we've decided to do this fall is we're still going to be offering everything that we're offering. In my opinion, this is the best value out there because not only are you getting a deep dive into literally how you can learn this process and plug it into your business, like over and over again. And what I find with anything that's complicated, whether it's learning a new workout, whether it's learning a new eating plan, a new skill, a new, you know, process, anything, you know, it doesn't even have to be about business. What I find is the most helpful is if you can learn a concept or a system and then just simply plug and play the steps. I think that's a lot easier for our minds to wrap around versus just trying to consume more information and memorize and try to learn it as fast as we can. That may work a little bit in the short term, but it really doesn't work in the long run. And so what I am seeing so much now is because retreats are so popular and so many people are getting on board with this idea of travel and working on yourself, which is amazing, I mean, personally. But what I'm seeing now is that there's a big gap between the people who are seasoned and experienced and the people who are not. And the people who are not, it's not that they're not trying. And if you're listening and that's you, what I want you to understand is it's never about learning more information. It's not about watching more modules, about downloading more free stuff. It's not really about that. It's about being able to learn a process or a framework or a system that you can simply plug and play anytime you want to do a retreat or add an in-person experience into your business. That right there is the secret. And the reason that this works is that it takes the guesswork out. You're not wondering if whether or not you're leaving something out. And you sort of avoid this franticness like, I don't know what I'm doing and why isn't this working and why aren't people buying and I'm going to have to change the dates because I'm not selling my spots. I see this every single day with retreat leaders that I speak with sales pages and social media posts that I read and the half a dozen Facebook groups around retreats that I'm involved with. I see it all the time. And what that tells me is that there is a lack of a real systematic approach that you can learn in a very simple way. And when I say simple, I don't mean overnight. I mean, it does take time to learn it. Let's be honest. The last time you learned something new in your business or the last time you took the time to learn a new skill or to get better at what you do now, it's never an overnight or a week-long process or a month-long process. It takes time because we make mistakes and we have to figure things out. But what I find works even better than that is to put yourself in an environment with other people who are doing the same thing, led usually by somebody who has been through the ups and downs, who maybe hasn't sold out every single retreat or hasn't been super successful. I mean, they're successful because they figured it out. But anybody who is successful in business has failed plenty of times. Let me just make that clear. And I think there is a disconnect out there with people who think that they have to work with somebody who's never made a mistake. someone who always sells their programs out, somebody who just always makes money no matter what. I don't know that it's really that simple. And for me, what I always look for in a mentor or a teacher or a coach is somebody who's had some of the hard knocks and has figured out the way around them. Somebody maybe who started out with a really good idea and it didn't work. And what did they learn from that? And how did they make the next time better? Okay. And that's what I really think makes a very successful coach or program leader, is somebody who has been through the hard knocks so that you don't necessarily have to go through them to the same degree. I'm not going to promise you that you're never going to make any mistakes if you work with me. I'm not going to promise you that, because that would be disingenuous of me. But what I am going to promise you is that I am going to open my book of experiences and share with you everything that I have made a mistake on so that you don't have to do that. I'm also going to share with you a lot of the things that we have done very well, because I want you to get better at doing it yourself. And that's the reason why I really wanted to make this program better. So what did we actually do different? So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. What we're doing now is we are actually expanding the modules that we're offering around the marketing piece, because this is where I think a lot of retreat leaders struggle. I think there are plenty of people out there who teach, you know, how to do a beautiful website. There are plenty of people out there who can help you with putting programs together. There are people who run travel businesses now that can take care of all the logistics for you. I have colleagues who are retreat planners who basically, you know, take this off your plate. I mean, you basically design the experience, but they take care of all the details. And I think there are a lot of people out there who are very good at that. And so what I really want to help you do as a seasoned retreat leader myself is teach you how to create the retreat that makes the most sense for your business. Okay? The whole point is you want to be able to work a retreat or an intensive or whatever in-person experience you decide to do into your existing business now. Okay? Now, if you're at the point in your business where you're thinking of starting a second business, or you're at the point where you want to grow the retreats that you're already doing, that's probably a little bit different conversation, and we can certainly help you with that too. But what I'm speaking of and what I know my skill set is really good around is helping you work in retreats to your existing business. In other words, into the existing ecosystem of what you're already offering. Why do we want to do this first? Okay. You're probably wondering, well, why even bother? Why not just start a second business? Here's the thing I want you to get. And if you already have an existing business, whether it's in travel or whether you're a coach or whether you have a brick and mortar of any kind, here's the thing. You already have an existing audience. You already have people who know you and trust you and respect you and understand who you are and what you do. We always, always, always want to start with the people that know us first, okay? We've already built trust with those people. They're already familiar with us. It's a lot easier to sell to people who are already warmed up to you versus people who are not. And even if those people are not your buyers, okay, this is a really important point, so I want you to listen. And this is something that we had to learn too. Even if your people in your audience now are not necessarily buyers for your retreat, okay, they will still give you feedback and give you information that will help you decide what you need to change, okay? So it is in your best interest to always keep that in mind, to leverage the current audience that you already have in some way, okay? Now, the other piece to this is, and one of the things that we've added this fall to the Retreat Ready Roadmap is an entire unit on the sales process itself. This is where I teach you my process of how I do reach outs, how I connect with people, how to have those conversations, okay? How to actually sell your spots. Let's be honest. You want to sell your spots. That's the whole point why you're doing the retreat. If you don't sell your spots, there is no retreat, right? So there's a lot to be said about the messaging and the positioning, getting the promise super clear, because you know, if you've been following me for a while, this is something I talk about a lot. You've got to lead with your outcome or your result. You've got to lead with what it is that people are walking away from your retreat with. It's like I always say, people buy their Monday morning, not their weekend, okay? So spend less time talking about the beautiful house and the private chef and the beachfront location and all of that. That's important, but that's not why people buy. People buy because they want the different version of themselves that they're going to go home with, okay? So we teach you how to do that. We spend an entire module, but one of the things that we are doing different this time is we are expanding the entire section on sales and marketing. And that was something that I figured out last time we ran this program, is that this is an area where I think a lot of retreat leaders just don't really know what to do. And it's not that they're not trying, but they just don't have a process that they can simply just dial in and learn and get better at. And there are a lot of people out there that teach sales, and I'm not pointing fingers at anybody when I say this, but a lot of those programs aren't about teaching you how to make sales, okay? All sales is having conversations with people. It's asking questions. It's knowing where to take the conversation. It's learning to talk about the value of what your retreat is and how your retreat is different without being overly salesy, okay? So we've actually expanded our entire marketing section in the Retreat Ready Roadmap program to include this because I feel like this is a real gaping hole right now in the industry, okay? We'll still help you with the retreat promise. I have a series of questions that I take you through to help you get your super tight and dialed in. And the good thing about this process is that once you learn it, it's very easy to figure out what else you can monetize in your business, okay? And this is always a big aha I have with my clients. Once we get the retreat promise dialed in, it's, have you thought about offering this as a digital offer? Have you thought about taking this and offering it to your people after the retreat? Okay, so this is something I'm really good at. And this is something that we're going to be helping all of our people inside the Retreat Ready Roadmap do better. Because the name of the game, folks, is monthly recurring revenue, right? You want to be able to be generating income and continuing to support your people long after your retreat is over with. Okay, so there's that. The other thing that we're doing, and this is pretty exciting, and I'm going to offer this up to people in the masterclass first. So if you're listening to this and it's before September the 16th, and you would like to get the recordings for the retreat for the masterclass, okay, then I can definitely put you on the list for this. Reach out, send me a DM, or you can go to the link in the show notes, which is allisonk.com/foundations, and that will get you on the list for the masterclass recordings, okay? Here's something else that we're doing this time around. Because I know that this is such an in-depth process for so many people, what I'm doing is I'm offering a 3-day intensive at the end of the program in early December where you can come with me to Key West and we can workshop all of this together, okay? Now, if Key West isn't possible, then we can work out something else. But my point is that I feel like we get a lot more done when we work together. And obviously when we're in person, right? It's why I'm teaching you my whole process. So we're offering that as a bonus when you join us this fall in the Retreat Ready Roadmap program. I also have some other bonuses that I'm offering, an extra coaching call with me that you can use anytime you want, and a discount coupon that you can use to come on any Allison K retreat within the next year or even beyond if 2026 doesn't work for you for any of our locations, okay? And that's something new that we've done because I feel like, you know, I really want to make this such a no-brainer for you. that if you're out there listening and you're thinking, this is something I really want to do, but maybe I'm not ready, but maybe I'm just a little overwhelmed, or maybe it's not the right time, or whatever other story that you're telling yourself. Look, I've been there. I've told myself those same stories, okay? But what I find is that we're never completely ready, right? I mean, face it, we're never 100% ready for everything to happen to us or happen for us, right? What is the deciding factor, okay, in all of this for you? And what it should be is are you ready to have the business that you've always wanted? Now, think about that for a minute. And then ask yourself if you're ready to get a little uncomfortable and just go all in and learn it. Because the people that I have found that go all in and learn and take action, those are the people that not only get the quickest results, but they end up getting the result that they want even faster. So I know that it's a lot. And anytime we're looking at doing something new or learning a new skill or a new process or anything, I know that all the questions come up. I mean, let's be honest, all of our stories come up. Everything that holds us back comes up. But here's the thing. If we don't learn to work past that and start to believe in ourselves more and tell ourselves that, you know what, this is going to be difficult, but I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out because I'm going to bet on myself. And when we do that, guess what? We start to see the possibility. We start to see the options. We start to see the path to get us to where we want to go. So I want to make this a personal invitation to you if you're listening to this. Can think about coming and joining us inside the Retreat Ready Roadmap program. If you would like us, if you would like the recordings to the masterclass, if you're curious about how I teach, if you're curious about the 6 mistakes that I'm highlighting and the practical solutions that I'm offering for each one, please just send me a message, or you can opt in to the page in the show notes. That's www.theallisonk.com/foundations, and you can get on the list and have those sent right to you. And we do open the program September the 16th. So if you're listening to this before September 16th and you would like to chat with me about whether or not this is a fit for you, then you can find my calendar link in the show notes too, or you can just reach out to me and send me a DM. You can find me on any of my socials. You can write to me directly from my website. That's www.theallisonk.com, and just hit the connect button in the upper right-hand corner. Or you can write to me at allison@theallisonk.com. And I will help answer any questions that you have. So that's what I got for you today, folks. We are opening the cart today for our next round of the Retreat Ready Roadmap program. This is our 13 to 14 week signature group coaching program that we offer. It's loaded with value. You have a lot. We meet once a week as a group, and then you do have some private checkpoints with me. I also offer some monthly workshop sessions where you can come with your questions. Think of it like office hours. So there's really nothing else out there that's like this. And really, this is the only program that I know of that helps you work retreats into your existing business model, okay? And that's because we lead with that piece first, okay? My goal for you is to create a business that's sustainable for you for the future and to help you generate real revenue from retreats to enhance the things that you're already doing in your business, okay? So if you're interested and you would like to know more, please reach out and chat with me or find my calendar link in the show notes and schedule a call and we can talk about it. I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you if I think this is a good idea or not. You know, my goal is I want to help you make the best decision for you possible. Okay. So if you're thinking, take that as a sign that we need a chat, don't hesitate. Reach out to me. Let me know how I can help you. That's what I got for you this week on the podcast, folks. A little bit about the Retreat Ready Roadmap program, the updates that we've made, what we've learned along the way, and how we're continuing to make this the absolute best group coaching opportunity available for you to learn how to work retreats and in-person experiences into your business. Have a great one, and we will see you next time. Bye.